Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you all know the story of the prodigal son from Luke. It's a story of a nobleman's son who was out of place. Here's the son of a Jewish nobleman, and where does he find himself? He finds himself feeding the pigs, feeding the swine, which is doubly bad for a good Jewish boy to be among the swine, the least clean things in the Old Testament ceremonial and ritual law. He says, "What am I doing here?" Didn't it occur to him who he was? Who are you? Think about it. Whose are you? St. John, the author of our gospel reading today, at one point says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God." Like this prodigal son who's the son of a noble father, you are called to be children of God. And sometimes you and I find ourselves in a mess with the pigs, feeding the pigs. St. Paul uses a metaphor today, as Aidan said, metaphors. There's lots of metaphors here at church. "We ought not walk in the ways of darkness, but as children of the light." What does that mean? What are the works of darkness? Darkness is often used by the Spirit-inspired writers of Scripture to express sin and the consequences of sin, that which is of sin. What are these works of darkness? Paul lists a few in our reading today. I'll give them to you. Don't be foolish. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. Last week, if you were here last week, the reading what immediately precedes this, St. Paul talks about some other things. He says, "But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." So there you go. I can end the sermon there. Don't sin. Stop sinning. Okay, I promise I'll end the sermon there if you'll do that. You and I know I won't end the sermon there, because you and I know we struggle with sin. St. Paul says, what is the consequence of this? These deeds are unto death. Fruits of darkness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you're now afraid? For the end of these things is death. And even though these things are forbidden, we still do them. In St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he says it this way, "The mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot." And here's my example of that. You and I know, okay, we're forgiven by God. You're baptized, okay? You're baptized, And does that mean that you never stop sinning again? No. Would that it be that as soon as you're baptized, whoosh, that's it? But we live in this world. It's a world filled with sin. The example I'm going to use today is the earth. The earth has something called gravity. And it pulls us down towards it. And you might think, at your baptism, you're lifted off the earth. Okay? What happened? I hit the ground again. I got about 2 more inches of leap than I did at the early service. But I still hit the ground again. Why? We're drawn to it. Sin is enticing to us. We want to do it. And St. Paul says in Romans, he says very personally, look, this is the way it is for me. I want, the Spirit is willing, I want to do what God says. I've been redeemed. I've been washed by the blood of Christ. I want to do the right thing. But I keep landing in the muck. It draws me back. And the solution to that is the waters of holy baptism. Because every day, if not every hour and every minute, you and I need to be washed in Christ's forgiveness. We love the darkness. We love the darkness. It's natural for us. St. Paul says, whoever remains dead in his trespasses and sins naturally follows the course of this world, follows the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, and carries out the desires of the body and the mind. That's gravity pulling you back. No, it's not. That's the metaphor. It's our fallen human nature pulling us back. And these persons are, by nature, by the way that we are, children of wrath like the rest of mankind. Such things are natural to every human being on this earth, save the Lord Jesus Christ. And St. Paul in our scripture today says, and at one time you were darkness, but you are now light in the world. Light in the Lord. Let me get that right. But now you are light in the Lord. At one time you were darkness and you practiced such things, but you are no longer, so stop practicing them. He says, now you are no longer darkness. Now you are light in the world. Now you are light in the Lord. Man. With this one tiny little word, he says, this little word, now, he says, now you're changed. You were this, now you're not that anymore. So every time you're pulled down back to this earth, by gravity, metaphor, every time you fall back into sin, guess what? Your sin is taken care of already. You have received the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ in your baptism, in God's spoken word of forgiveness to you, which I hope you hear today. Don't go away today without hearing a word of forgiveness for you. for those of you who are coming to receive communion today, you're going to receive it bodily. So you know it applies to you. That's what changes you. So that those of us who live here on this earth for our time, until Christ carries us up with Him when He returns, we ascend out off the earth for a little while, I don't know how long, long enough to be with Him bodily in the resurrection. That's who you are. That's whose you are. Bought by the blood of Christ. Because you are bought by the blood of Christ, you are His. He cares about you enough to do that for you. So live in that. Live in that newness of life. Being able to see by the light of Christ what is good, what is right, and what is true, as St. Paul says. You see what's pulling you down, but you can also see Christ. If you don't know what is good and right and true, look to Christ. And you see light that shines on this muck and shows it for what it is. Muck. They say light is the best disinfectant. Because you can see what it is. That's part of the truth. But you can also see what is good and right and salutary. And and you can walk that way. At least part of the time. And when you... If I could all make you jump, I would. Okay? Maybe you can live a little bit in air. Okay? By knowing what is good and right and true, as Christ tells you. But also know when your feet are in the muck, and you see that, you know where to go. You know you can go to the baptismal font. Your baptism, you don't have to go to the font. You go to Christ and say, "Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. And I don't want to do that anymore. I know I will. I don't want to. But forgive me. Teach me to live in a way that sings, let my lips sing songs of praise and thanksgiving to You, Lord. Let my lips, instead of speaking insults or coarse words or obscenities, foolish talk, or words, here's one I'm good at. I say words that might be innocent, but the way I say them isn't innocent. Lord, redeem my lips. So instead of speaking those things, I can speak words that You have given to me, words of forgiveness and truth and encouragement. Can you do that once this week? Can you once this week look for something that is good and right and true, and share that with another human being? You can. By the power of God. By the power of the Holy Spirit in your baptism, you baptized Christians. You can do that. Living in the light of Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit. what St. Paul's talking about. It's real stuff for real human beings in real life faced with real problems. Everybody else is too. Be the light of Christ. If you've been sharing in those things that are unbecoming of God's children, Paul simply says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. Remember whose you are and who you are, who you are becoming. At one time you were in darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. So walk as children of light." We are God's children now. God grant us His Holy Spirit that we might daily be who we are, children of light. Amen.